gratitude or thankfulness. I've done a little bit of research. So apparently, showing gratitude has a number of health benefits, according to an item on World Gratitude Day, which was on Wednesday this week. Did you know that, World Gratitude Day? No? No, neither did I, but Instagram said, so it must be true. And some of the health benefits are an increased sense of well-being, an enhanced feeling of empathy, increased positivity and happiness, and some evidence suggests that writing a gratitude journal before bedtime can lead to improved sleep quality. I am working on that, and there'll be a little bit more about that later. And as Dan has mentioned, Dan is our vicar. Recommend you read this if you haven't done so already. Managers, apparently, who say thank you, actually Dan didn't mention this, but managers who say thank you to their employees have really hard-working employees. I work really hard, Dan. So it's good to say thank you. It's good to be grateful. But gratitude is most powerful, and as Dan has said in Cornerstone, it's most powerful when we know not only what we are thankful for, but also who we are thankful to. And as we celebrate this harvest, it's so good to be grateful. And it's good to give thanks to God. As we are reminded in Chronicles, all things come from you, O Lord, and of your own have we given. And I pray that as we go on this service, that each one of us would know your transforming love by the power of your Holy Spirit and be thankful. Well, I need 10 young volunteers. I need 10. Okay, yes, would you like to come up? Sammy, yes, would you like to come up? Who else have I got? Twyla, would you like to come up? Madeline, would you like to come up? Can you count? Yes, Benita, would you like to come up? How many have I got now? I need 10. Just 1 minute. How many have I got? 1, 2, 3, 4. Who else have I got? Joel, would you like to come up? Reuben, would you like to come up? I need, how many more? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, I need, would you like to come up? You're going to come up. Thanks, Lauren. Okay, I need a little bit more. I need 10. Oh, who have I got? Yes, Erin, come along. And who else? Yes, please. Now, how many have I got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Where's my 10? Is that Jack? It needs to be 10. You'll know in a minute why. So, for those 10 that are up here, I have a free gift for you. Ooh, yes. You can only open it when each one of you has got the gift in your hand. Okay, so Jack, are you going to take this one? Just wait a minute. Reuben. Sammy. Okay, looking a little bit skeptical now. I hope I've got 10. Yes. There we go. Okay. You're feeling it. You're wondering what it is. Some of you have already decided. Okay, I think I'm one over. So come and see me in a minute. Are you okay to stand up here? So we've got 10. Right. Actually, you can count them down. If you say count to three, and then they can open them. Okay. When you hear three from Clarissa, you can open your gifts. Ready?
One, two, three.
Yeah? Do they look happy, everyone? Do they look happy?
It looks like chocolate.
It looks like chocolate. Have you all got the same? Yes. Does it look like chocolate? Okay, Sammy's still going. What do you think? I wrapped them really well. Well done. Do you think they look thankful? Yeah. I think they look thankful. Okay, thank you very much. You can all go and sit down. You didn't know what was going to happen and you've come away with a free gift. You can go and sit down. You said thank you. Thank you. So now we're going to hear God's good word to us from Esa.
Morning, everyone. This reading is from Luke. I should have turned to it. But Luke chapter 17 from verse 11 to 19. And it says, as Jesus continued on towards Jerusalem, he reached the border between Galilee and Samaria. As he entered a village there, 10 men with leprosy stood at a distance crying out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. He looked at them and said, go show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus shouting, praise God. He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. This man was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give glory to God except this person? And Jesus said to the man, stand up and go, your faith has healed you. Amen.
Thank you, Esa. So there were three things that leapt out at me from this passage. And I don't know about you, but whenever I look into my Bible and I read it, I like to put myself in the place of what's happening, whether it's on the plus side or the negative side. So the first thing, Jesus sent the 10 men to the priests before they were healed. So the remarkable thing is that they had to go to the priests in order to get the all clear. So I don't know if you've had chicken pox or COVID. Before you start coming back into community again, you have to get the all clear. But this extraordinary moment, they went to the priest to get the all clear. They responded by faith, which is even more remarkable when you know they were Samaritans. The second thing is we don't see people throwing themselves down in thankfulness, do we? We don't see it. It's just an extraordinary thing. But I thought to have a think about what that might have looked like in the ancient world. I thought it might be good to have a look at a demonstration of what that might look like today. Will? Yeah. Thanks, Will. Thanks. It is quite extraordinary, isn't it? And when I was planning and praying about this, I was reminded of when Jesus was born and the wise men and the shepherds, the lowly shepherds, went down and knelt before Jesus. That was an extraordinary moment. The other thing is, so the third thing is, like these nine men that didn't say thank you, I want to cut them a bit of slack here. They were Samaritans. They might have heard of Jesus. They might have known a little bit about where he came from. But they might have been influenced by others in their community. So as I said, I like to put myself in that position. So, Will, can we have that? There we go. So I'm thinking of the excuses that I would have made. I'll go later and I'll convey my thanks. One of us have already gone already. Why do I need to go as well? God already knows my heart. Why do I need to go and say thank you again? Am I really healed? Yes. I'm just going to wait a bit and see what happens. Oh, I forgot while I was making my coffee. And what difference would it make anyway? I can also be a bit like this. That's a confession there. I can compare myself to what others have. So again, when planning this talk, I was reminded, I love to pray about it. I ask God to help me. And one of the things I was taken back to was I don't know if you've heard it before, this teaspoon analogy, which I think we've got a slide for that, Will. This thank you, sorry, please. It's a guidance on how to come to prayer. And I remember we were teaching on this at a weekend away quite a few years ago. And I was reminded of it when we were gathered together and I asked the children, what are you thankful for? And I wonder if while I'm talking about this, William and Amy, could you get the paper chains out, the grateful paper chains? There's an example of it here. In order for our children, that anyone wants to do it, to make a grateful, thankful paper chain. If you want to bring it down here, Amy, and then just help the young people to stick it together. I wonder how long a thankful paper chain we can make. There's the sticky water bits. You'll have to lean on the pads there. So we started to say, what are you thankful to God for? And we went on, and we went on, and we went on with our list of thankfulness. And then we went on to the sorry, and we'd almost run out of time to get to the please bit. I found that really humbling. And our Bible says that come to God as children, not childlike, but remember that we are all God's children. As Dan refers to in here, why not do a thankful prayer journal at the end of the day? I've been doing that for a little while. And I'm really aware that on many occasions, it's not easy. I find I struggle on occasions to be thankful in all circumstances. But Unca very kindly sent me a little bit of Corrie ten Boom's story. So I'm just going to read that to you now. During the Second World War, a Dutch woman, Corrie ten Boom, was a prisoner in a concentration camp. One day, she was surprised to hear a fellow inmate giving thanks to God for fleas. Do you know fleas? No, I'm not. That's too much to share. Sorry. If you know fleas, they are... It's really bad news. It takes a lot to get rid of them. Anyway, come and see me later if you want to know more of that story. So this woman was giving thanks for fleas that plagued them day and night. Corrie asked, how was this possible? How could anyone be thankful for something as horrible as fleas? Her friend replied that the fleas meant that the cruel guards avoided the hut and paid the prisoners less unwanted attention. Corrie realized that even in the darkest situation, it was possible to find something to be thankful for. And I think when I reflected on that and reflected on my prayer journal, I'm so aware that in those darkest moments, we need each other. We need each other. We need God. We need each other. And I was led to the bit in Exodus 17 where when Moses was in the battle and he got tired and his arms went down, he had Aaron and Hur on either side of him, lifting up his hands when he was too tired to do that. We're in a battle. Don't be alone. When you're feeling that darkness, call on someone to pray with you, to be with you, to encourage you. Well, as we saw, we started this morning with a gift for only 10 people. I'm sorry, and where are you, Clissa? Come and see me later. Well, the good news is that all have been offered a life-changing, transforming gift in Jesus. What a promise we have in Jesus. And as we come to a time of responding now in worship and prayer, worship means that we will be giving thanks to song on this occasion in songs and being thankful and in prayer. Let us be reminded that gratitude is most powerful. Thankfulness is most powerful when we know not only what we are thankful for, but also who we are thankful to. In Jesus' name, amen.